Welcome to the 2-Bit Cipher podcast. I am your host, D Brown. Let's get into it. I think it's important for me to let you guys know, my philosophy or my brand of content. If you've ever seen any of my content, or if you've, watched some of or listened to some of my podcasts, I am Petty Picasso, the pettyologist. I study all things petty, so you don't have to. First and foremost, I am a mental health advocate. I touch on areas like boundaries, self-love, self-care, trauma, healing, childhood trauma, anything of that nature. And I believe that being petty is a very effective defense mechanism when it comes to protecting your peace. And I know that might sound crazy to some of y'all, because I know being petty is very subjective, but I think that there are certain people who would benefit from it. We got empaths, we got former people pleasers, got people that are, I think, genuinely a little too nice. And there's nothing wrong with being nice, y'all. Don't get it twisted. I would never say that, but I do believe that the people that are on the too nice side of things get taken advantage of. There's people that will exploit that, and they're very good at exploiting that because you're just you're too nice. And I know that because, for the last 3 years, that's all I've heard from people, And for an empath, empaths absorb energy and sometimes take on that energy. So if you're taking on the wrong energy, absorbing the wrong energy, that might turn you or put you in a negative space. So I think that, being petty is a great defense mechanism against that in general. But being petty is subjective, and for me, my petty stops at physical damage or physical harm, and that's kind of that was part of my healing journey, was getting those, because I used to be that way, y'all, and that was kind of my healing journey, was getting those thoughts out of there, and let's not go that far, but let's keep, what we got. And like I said, but for some people, it's, well, some people might say, okay, well, I slashed somebody's tires, I'm that petty. To me, that's not petty, that's savage. And I think that there's a thin line between, being petty and being savage. And I still teeter that line a little bit. I'm petty, not perfect. I still got some healing to do by design. I always want to heal, but I think that that's where, it gets blurred. You get a bad rap, and I just think it's an eye for an eye. You fuck with me, I'm gonna fuck with you. And I believe in that philosophy. I know most people don't, but some people I think should do it, when needed. And also, to me, being petty is when needed. I call it being petty with a purpose, right? So whenever the purpose calls for it, you're gonna get the pettiest of the petty, because it protects my peace. And let's get into pettyology. Pettyology is my like content philosophy. Now, what is that? It's mental health. It's healing from a petty standpoint. So it's more aggressive. It's more on the offensive side of things. We're going to get to you before you get to us. And the reason for that is what I said earlier. There are certain people out there that if people get inside those walls, they can exploit you and take advantage of that. And then now you're in a world of trouble, because sometimes that shit can last for years, right? And again, I know that because of the conversations that I've had that have been in some shitty, situations and relationships. And it's just because they were genuinely good people. And sometimes good people get taken advantage of in the worst ways. And I know it shouldn't be that way, but it is. It is what it is, and that's what certain people do. So pettyology is, kind of defense tactics or defensive tactics against that. Like I said, we're going to meet audacity before audacity meets us, because, and another reason, some of us can't afford it. Okay, some of us have been through so much shit that we can't afford another slip up, right? Otherwise, we're really in trouble. So we just take a look into what can we do to, detour people from getting to our peace. How can we do that? And that's basically what pettyology is, on the surface level. Obviously I'll get into more, if you ever check out my content, check out all my socials, it's all pettyology. And it's designed that way on purpose. The people that I want to understand it typically understand it. And the people that, it's not intended for typically don't like me. And that's what I want. Okay, you either like me or you don't. I don't want anybody in the middle. Okay, I don't do gray areas. Okay, so I have my personality, my content is all set up that way. Like, if you ever met me, you'll know right away whether you like me or not. And that's exactly how I want it, and that's pettyology in a nutshell. So, if you're somebody who's petty, or if you're somebody who's a pe former people pleaser or looking to get out of that game, an empath, I think you would find some value in my content. Check me out. And if you like this episode, like, share, subscribe, do all the things, and I will be back with more pettyology. You already know. Pettyluya. See y'all soon. Okay.